The triune God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us quieten to the word of God in continuing these services, which is written into chapter 10 of the Acts of the Apostles, the last verses. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. To him give all prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of his sins. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word.
Veljet ympärileikkauksesta.
And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out on the gift of the Holy Ghost, where they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water, but these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they prayed they him to tarry in certain days.
Tämä on hyvin tuttu teksti.
This is a familiar text in our Christianity, used very often. As in the Bible, we can find many other texts
vanhurskauttamiseen liittyviä yksinkertaisia ja jo luettuna hyvin selittäviä aiheita.
That
tämä on siinä mielessä vielä erikoinen, että
explain many different matters.
This is muukalaisten keskuudessa pidetyissä kotiseuroissa luettu.
This was in the midst of the Jews.
Puheesta, jonka apostoli Pietari
services in a home, which Apostle Peter spoke.
Tämä oli siinä mielessä erikoinen, että Pietari oli Jopessa.
This was different.
Ei ollut Jerusalemissa, niin kuin hän aikaisemmin oli
Peter
Galileassa.
Peter was in Jope. He was not in
hän oli Jopessa ja
Galilea.
Oli semmoinen Rooman armeijan
kompanja. In Caesarea there was a Roman army.
Josta tuolla luvun
a certain captain
mainitaan, että se
of the Roman army company, that he was godly and feared God. He was devout and feared God. And he was constantly in prayer. And God had done his first work of grace toward Cornelius.
Niin kuin tietysti kauan taaksepäinkin
ollut käytössä.
Rukous semmoisena aiheena,
stirred up his conscience.
Jumala sen kautta hoitaa ihmisen asiat
kuntoon. He prays for such things.
Ei tarvitse mitään henkilöitä välillä, vaan
through which God cares for people.
Sillä tavalla kuin itse parhaaksi sen näkee.
That everyone can fix their matters with God as they see fit. But Cornelius, change had not happened. He prayed.
Kääntymään aivan saalle ymmärrykselle, että
and he had, had his family also began to believe as he did, change, and he was searching for peace for his conscience. God has always heard the prayers of man when they approach him. As the Son of God gave commands to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all else will be given unto you. And when God has so commanded through his Spirit, through his Son, to seek the kingdom of God, as he exhorted on his Sermon on the Mount, he made this clear. There are three different ways to pray. First, he hears a call for distress.
Sitten toiseksi,
that needs immediate action.
voi ilmoittaa, and secondly, eli siihen liittyy tällainen, että vähän ajan päästä.
He may reveal
Jumala aika ja hetki.
After a short time, the time of God comes.
And then
there is the third, that God does not wish
ihmisen elämässä ja ennen
to answer a prayer that would be harmful to the person, especially in his life of faith. Cornelius
lähetti palvelijansa enkelin Korneliuksen
tykö. Heard and sent his servant to Cornelius.
Antoi ohjeen Pietarille, ei kuin Korneliukselle,
että command to Cornelius
hakemaan Pietaria Jopesta. Niin hän kertoo sinulle, mitä sinun pitää tehdä.
And he will tell you what you must do.
Jumalan lasten keskuudessa on aina, eli
in the midst of children of God, in the congregation of God, the Holy Spirit has proclaimed that there is no human deeds involved in this justification. But the act of repentance is one that is acceptable to God, and it is God himself who responds to it. Cornelius did not doubt the words of this angel, but sent two servants and a soldier who was godly, inclined to spiritual matters, and they went to get Peter from
Pietaria valmisti Jumala sitten tähän tehtävään, ja kun Pietari
meni
päälle rukoilemaan, niin
God had prepared Peter for this duty. And the Acts of the Apostles speaks that he went into a deep sleep and the heavens opened.
Ja se Pietari,
and a sheet tied at four corners was lowered from them.
Pietari, tapaa ja syö.
Peter saw the sheet and heard a voice. Get up, Peter, kill and eat. When Peter began to look at things, they were reptiles, land animals, and all manner of things.
Niin Pietarille sanottiin, että
and Peter said, no, Lord, I have never eaten anything unholy or unclean. Peter was told, do not call that unholy, that what God has made clean.
Hakemaan Pietaria, ja Pietari sai
these men came to get Peter,
ja ole rohkea
and Peter received a command to go down.
Ja kun Pietari menee alas, niin siellä oli nämä Korneliuksen lähetit, jotka kertovat,
and these men sent by Cornelius were there.
Nähnyt enkelinäyn, ja joka on kehottanut.
They explained how Cornelius had seen an angel,
sanomaan mitä
vision of an angel, and instructed them to fetch Peter.
Rauhoittamiseksi tehdä. No Pietari ei epäillyt tätä
conduct services
ilmoitusta eikä kehotusta,
and tell Cornelius what he must do to ease his guilty conscience. The next day, two believing brothers
mukaansa,
ja he took two fellow believers with him and went into the home of Cornelius.
Tulee Korneliuksen kotiin, niin isäntä on
and when he entered into this home,
maahan, josta Pietari nosti hänet ylös ja sanoi, että
Cornelius was came out to meet him and fell on the ground, and Peter says, rise, I am also a man.
Minut on tänne kutsuttu, niin
and Peter asks, why have I been sent here? Cornelius replies that he has seen such a vision. The angel came and told him, a man in white clothes instructed me to get you to come here, and we are all here together now to listen to what God has commanded you to tell us. Peter did not doubt that these were listening to Peter, but to listening to that, what God is going to bring out through Peter. Their hearts were open to accept it. Peter began his words and said, now I find that God does not look at the shape of man, but in all people that fear God and are righteous, they are
ja alkaa jatkamaan puhettaan, että sen sanan, jonka Jumala Israelin lapsille lähetti ja julisti rauhan Kristuksen kautta, joka kaikkien Herra on.
The word that God sent to the children of Israel proclaiming peace through Christ. You know the word that is in Judea and Jerusalem.
Kuinka Jumala oli
through that baptism that John
preached,
how God had sent Jesus to Nazareth and anointed him with Holy Spirit and oil,
paransi kaikki, jotka perkeleiltä vaivattiin,
who went about doing good and healed all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him.
Jumalan valtakunnan työssä.
That is indeed the work of God's kingdom. That is the first matter, that this word that is proclaimed would be made live through the Holy Spirit.
Teoissa, miten he paransivat sairaita.
In the Acts of the Apostles, it speaks of how they healed the ill, walked the dead.
Today,
some are waking from the dead.
Jos te muinen vaelsitte tämän maailman juoksun jälkeen,
the same way as the apostle describes in the epistle to the Ephesians, you were dead because of your transgressions and sins. If you just remember that after this life on earth, its ruler who holds sway in the realm of the air,
the
Spirit works
eläväksi tekevä voima,
in children
of
disobedience.
Se herättää
the God's power in the gospel of the kingdom is always a call.
Kuolleen erilleen joutuneen ihmisen
life-giving power, which God has in his gospel, it revives the person because of sin has died apart from God.
Osallisuuteen valkeudessa. Ja on siirtänyt
give thanks to the Father.
Pimeyden valtakunnasta rakkaan poikansa valtakuntaan. Tällainen tapahtuma tapahtui Korneliuksenkin huonessa, kun Pietari
who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light, transferred us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, kingdom of his son. This took place in Cornelius' home as well, when Peter began to speak there.
Me nyt olemme kaikkien niiden todistajat, jota hän Jerusalemissa
ja maakunnassa teki,
jonka he tappoivat ja ripustivat puuhun. Sen Jumala
that he in Jerusalem, Judea, did
kolmantena päivänä kuolleista,
whom they killed and hung on a tree, but then God raised him from the dead on the third day
meille, and proclaimed not to all people, valinnut, jotka söimme ja joimme hänen kanssaan sitten, kun hän oli kuolleista.
But to whom God had already chosen beforehand to be witnesses. We ate and drank with him after he had risen from the dead. He commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that he is that which is appointed by God as judge of the living and dead. The work of the kingdom of God is such that every child of God has been chosen for this duty, even the smallest child unto the older, eldest, that he who is been kept and cared for in this kingdom takes care of all those needs that he needs for our life of faith and our lives in general. In the Catechism, it also says that God cares for all that we need in our life, clothes, food, water, fields, burdens of beast, wife, spouse.
His
care of God is full in every part of our lives. But before all, God wishes to keep us as children in his kingdom. And for that reason,
ei aina tunnu se meistä todelliselta, kun tulee vahinkoja matkalla ja
when God protects and cares for us, it does not always feel real. We encounter hardships and trials along the journey. And oh, how difficult it is to speak of name sins and to tell that how I have fallen on this journey. But when one asks for strength from the Heavenly Father, God does hear that prayer and sends someone,
jolle saa sydämensä huolia ja
murheita ja vikoja, who can listen to cares and trials of the journey,
uskoa, mitä
who
Jumala
can hear and believe
lupaa, että
that what God promises through his gospel that all sins can be forgiven in Jesus' name and precious earth-flowing blood.
Kun tekstimme mainitsee sitten tässä, että
when our text speaks,
lähetti saarnaamaan nämä,
he sent to preach,
jotka häneltä on säädetty Jumalan valtakunnan sanomaa julistamaan, eli kaikkien niiden, jotka ovat elävän uskon saaneet sydämelle ja
to him give all the prophets witness that through his name whoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins.
Hänestä kaikki
profeetatkin. It states here that all prophets
Jumalan valtakunnan sanoma ei
testify and bear witness to him.
Sanomaa.
In the kingdom of God, there is no message. It's not like the message of today
alusta asti.
That it would have changed from the beginning of time. The first evening services were kept in paradise in Eden.
Niin Jumala itse käyskenteli paratiisissa.
And when there were no believers there, God himself walked in the Garden of Eden and spoke with Adam and Eve and preached in his sermon. He promised that all sins would be forgiven. He gave, brought them forth through the word of truth into living hope and said unto them that one day a Savior will be born here who would
pian
through atonement
kaikkia ihmiseksi syntyneitä tänne maailmaan.
That will atone for all the sins of every human born into this world.
On paljon keskustelua tämän ajan.
There has been much conversation in this time.
Vanhoillisen kristillisyyden käsityksiä, että
and that the understandings of traditional Christianity, there is only one grace
order.
It doesn't matter what changes in this world, what changes in our time. People who live in this 2000 time of life, people are born in this time as they have been born through all time. When we begin to wonder at these miracles, there would never be enough time. How many
different
kinds of man God has created. No one is the same. We all have our own personality. And even our fingertips are different from pulses. Our looks are different. That is why fingerprints are used to identify people. Just think of all the people born into this world, and we have no idea how many will be born yet. And everyone have their own fingerprint. In characteristics of our nature, there are differences. I have a middle-sized family, and I have noticed that the children are all different. They haven't all their bad things inherited from me, but they are all different, and everyone travels equally amongst one another. And it is very good that God has put this measure for everyone.
Kaikki ovat poikenneet pois. Kaikki tyyni kelvottomiksi tulleet, ei ole yhtään, joka hyvää tekee, ei ainoatakaan.
There is not anyone who has not done only good.
The
poison of the snake is under their tongue, and they have pain in their hearts. We are always amongst the same kind. For that reason, if you feel like you are beneath the others, that is all in vain. You are on the same equal line as everyone else. And it is arranged so well for the believers that everyone lives. They live through the grace of God. No one has anything that they have done that I would be able to live through this world easier. But they need that grace of God for themselves, the entire grace of God. And how much we have needed that forgiveness. And that forgiveness is never ending. I have remembered many times the prophet Isaiah when he said, "Comfort, comfort my people. Speak sweetly of the people of Jerusalem. Greet unto him. So his wars are done.
Rikoksensa on annettu anteeksi.
His crimes are forgiven. For he has received twice from the hand of the Lord because of his sins. If the enemy of the soul has lied unto you, that the forgiveness of sin is not good enough for you, because you have used so much of it. That believing
parannuksen tekoa ja lupausta, että minä haluan uskoa, mutta lankeemuksesta toiseen on matka kulkenut. Niin muistapa, että se profeetta
that you just traveled from fall to fall. The prophet spoke long, long time ago that it has been twice paid for. And when Jesus said on the road to Jericho,
kohdallekin, että jos se kuluttaa enemmän,
if it uses more, then I will pay on my way back.
Epäillä yhtään, etteikö Jumalan anteeksiantamus olisi riittävä jokaisen kohdalla.
So the forgiveness of God is enough for everyone, for every person. Even if the world would be turned upside down, the forgiveness of sins would not end. The gospel of the kingdom of God wishes to seek, to find, to call one who is tired, sinful, and wondering that am I any even believing anymore. Sometimes one hears that the life of the Lestadians is easy, that they don't have to do anything else but lift their hands and right away they are forgiven. That's a lie. You don't have to raise your hand. The forgiveness of sins, this grace,
se lupaus on todellinen, että se tarkoittaa
juuri promise
sinua.
Is true to you, it means you, when you are sitting there, that you can believe all that has risen as fear before you, in Jesus' name and precious blood,
that
the grace kingdom of God in such a place is this place.
On kuitenkin turvallista elää ja asua.
And he who has fallen into sin and error, it is comforting for him to live here.
Ne viholliset ja tämä maailma tekee
the enemies in this world does as God allows. The world will never become so bad that we would not be able to remain in faith. The enemy of the soul says differently.
Laajennut niin moninaiseksi.
That the measure of sin has become so large.
Mutta jos pysähdyt,
dangerous places are everywhere, but when one stops to think, that with whose power, whose strength have you gotten onto this day?
Eihän löydy semmoista asiaa, johon voisi turvansa panna.
There is no such matter or place that you can put your comfort. As Paul says, that he could, he was circumcised on the eighth day, he is of the relations of Benjamin,
mutta se mainitsee
Pharisee, but then he says, all that were unto me as victory or danger,
vahingoksi lukenut.
I have
minä luen kaikki vahingoksi
unto Christ
Herran Jeesuksen minun vapahtajan tuntemisen
dangers.
Ja pidän raiskana, että minä Kristuksen voittaisi.
That I would not win over Christ. And Paul, a Pharisee, saw
mikä hänellä oli ollut ennen,
that
Jumala otti hänet kiinni ja antoi
he was sinful before God allowed him his sins forgiven, as Ananias prayed, proclaimed unto him, dear brother Saul, Jesus, who appeared unto you on the road, sent me for that reason, that you could receive your sight, and you would be filled with the Holy Spirit. Paul said afterwards, who will save me from this sinful and dying body? That what I wish to do, I do not do, but that what I do not wish to do,
ja hyvässä kirjassa, minkä se Timoteukselle kirjoitti sitten, niin se sanoi, että mä olen hyvän kilvoituksen kilvoitellut.
I have fought a good battle.
Uskon.
I have had a good run. I have saved, kept my faith.
Ei muistellut lainkaan sitä matkaa, jossa totesi, että kuka pelastaa hänet tästä synnin ja kuoleman ruumiista.
Who shall save him from this dying body? In the house of Cornelius, when they listened to the sermon of Peter,
Jumalan sana tarkoituskin on.
It affected in the way that God's word affects us. Their hearts were open to hear what God was speaking.
And
Peter
spoke
how graced, how merciful is God, that he who believeth upon his name shall receive sins forgiven.
Se oli valtavan suuri helpotuksen sanoma.
That was a great.
Ja mainitaan, että kaikki, helping a great kuulivat,
matter to them, all who heard this sermon,
täytettiin pyhällä hengellä.
Were filled with the Holy Spirit.
Meillä on täällä kotimaassakin semmoisia.
We have those here in our homeland.
Että niillä pyhä henki tulee joskus vuosien päästä.
Different faiths. When the Holy Spirit comes after years, when they have ripened enough
elämään ja uskon
into this
uskoon liittyviin kysymyksiin.
Life of faith.
Voisi panna sellaisen luonnollisen asian rinnalle, että kun lapsi syntyy.
But we could compare it with that when a child is born into this world,
niin
if it does not breathe, it is said to be dead.
Ja aivan sama asia on näissä hengellisyyksissä.
And it is the same in these different faiths.
Joskus vuosien perästä.
If the Holy Spirit comes after many years, it is the same thing that they are dead Christians unto that day that the Holy Spirit comes.
Todistusta, että se tulisi.
And the Holy Spirit does not give testimony that it would come.
Mitä sielunvihollinen niin mielellään markkinoi ja
it is that what the enemy of the soul is selling and works very hard for it, that so many would believe in this way, so they would not be able to go to heaven.
Mutta nämä perhe ja kuulijat, jotka Cornelius
but this family and these listeners whom Cornelius had invited to these services, he had called all his friends and relations, close ones.
Jumala saanut avata.
And their hearts were opened by God to accept this, the word of the kingdom of God, which Peter proclaimed and said, that this promise of forgiveness is now offered, that he who wishes to believe upon it and accept it can their whole life have their sins forgiven. Unbelief, which is the mother of all sins, but also its fruits.
Saarna on jatkunut niin, että
and this forgiveness of sins sermon has continued up to this moment here in 2026 at this service that we are preaching this, that what Peter preached way back then.
uskomisen kautta.
The doors of the kingdom are opened in this way through this kingdom. When you have the Holy Spirit in that gospel, which gives the forgiveness of sins, we do not forgive. But the Son of God has said that that which you forgive, it is forgiven in heaven. And it gives birth to joy in three different places. The one who has received forgiveness in his heart, in the congregation of God. Joy always fills the heart of the believers when they can hear of one who has repented and been from the enemy of the soul. And for that reason, the gospel of this kingdom gives birth to peace and joy in the heart of man. And it is also rejoiced that in heaven that the joy is great. The angels begin to sing when one sinner has been saved here on earth. That if it is forgiven here on earth, it is also forgiven in heaven. I have heard one brother saying in this way, isn't it nice that it is in this way? What would we know about this forgiveness if first it was forgiven in heaven and then on this earth? But when you hear with your own words that you can believe all sins forgiven in the name of the Lord Jesus and his earth flown precious blood, we know at that moment
tämä valtakunnan evankeliumi tahtoo etsiä sinua.
And the gospel here today wishes to seek you, dear child, who have felt temptations and fear, distress in your heart. That is that strength of God enough to make me reach my destination. Do you remember what Jesus said unto his Father?
Että minä en yhtään niistä kadottanut, vaan se kadotuksen lapsi.
I have not lost one of those, not any one of those, but that one,
minua.
It means you, and it means me.
That
when God in his kingdom can protect us such as we are unto the end of our days, we will be able to reach heaven. And we do not even have to doubt.
Joku kysyy, että luuletko sinä pääsevän taivaaseen ja vastaa siihen myöntävästi, niin
if someone asks you, do you think you will make it to heaven, and you say, yes, the enemy of the soul listens that you are.
Miten luulet, että perille selviät?
You are talking too loud. How can you think that you can reach heaven such as you are?
Kaikki synnit anteeksi.
But here in this kingdom, sins are always forgiven. You can today remain owning this forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name and blood, in Jesus' name and blood.
In Jesus' name and blood.
Sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. This grace power is wonderful. It is new every day. It never gets old. Even though the days of this world continue and the time continues, but one day this time will end.
Lepäämään ja odottamaan sitä hetkeä.
We are already maybe resting and waiting for that day.
Päätöstä tälle maailmalle ja
and the trumpets will call.
Kantamasta tämän vanhan maan perustuksia.
And the strength of God does not carry us anymore.
Saamme turvallisesti jäädä tämän Jumalan armosanan siunattuun haltuun ja iloitsemaan siitä, että tämä valtakunta, joka kerran laskettiin
mercy,
alas taivaasta,
we can remain believing our sins forgiven. It is a place of comfort here, whose foundations will never fail. You can remain in the grace of God, strengthened and comforted, continuing the journey. I wish to my own heart also to ask, can I believe my sins and doubts forgiven? I wish together with you to believe. Let us remain believing for this grace gift from God, and we trust that God, who has done good work in us, that he wishes to be finished it on the day of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.